Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, I want to tell you about an absolutely amazing historical fiction novel that I recently read. Geraldine Brooks obviously used meticulous research to bring to life the legendary racehorse Lexington. This lovely novel is titled simply Horse. Lexington sired Preakness, for whom the Preakness Stakes, one of the Triple Crown tracks, is named. Blindness forced Lexington to retire from racing at a young age, but he went on to become one of the most prodigious sires in racing history. Reading this novel, in which the author expertly blends fact and fiction to tell a mesmerizing story, made me want to do some research on Lexington and on horse racing in general. I want to read much more about Lexington and his legacy. I love when a book makes me want to learn more about a subject. In this book, Brooks employs three timelines to bring together the horse's life and legacy with that of various people, both good and bad. She also weaves together science, art, and life to connect the past and present, and point out the fact that, although much has changed since the 1800s, there's still much we as a people need to improve upon. Lexington, the horse, was alive during the Civil War. In Horse, the book, this equine is cared for by Jarrett, a slave. It was customary at the time for slaves to groom, train, and care for racehorses. The young Jarrett risked his life and refused his freedom in order to stay with Lexington and make sure that the horse was treated well and properly cared for. In the book, Jarrett's life is juxtaposed with that of Theo, a young art historian in present-day Washington, D.C. Although separated in time by nearly 200 years, both young men have to endure the injustice of racism. Art is brought into the story through Theo and Thomas J. Scott, an artist who painted racehorses and produced one of the most well-known portraits of Lexington. Jess, a scientist who works at the Smithsonian, is used in the novel to bring science into Lexington's story. His skeleton was actually stored in an attic at the Smithsonian for years. In the magazine Smithsonian, Samantha Baskin wrote, and I quote here, "It was a chance encounter with a high-level Smithsonian Institution official at a luncheon held in Massachusetts that led the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Geraldine Brooks to the 147-year-old skeleton of America's greatest stud sire and champion thoroughbred. For almost a century, the bones of the renowned racehorse had been kept stored and mostly forgotten in a fourth-floor attic of the Smithsonian's National Museum of The Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History." The writer continues, "The life of that distinguished stallion, named Lexington, in homage to his city of birth, provides both the imagined and true subject of Brooks's newest historical novel, fittingly titled Horse." And that's the end of my quote from Baskin. Brooks writes beautifully in this novel and tells a compelling story that is at times heartbreaking and at other times maddening. In the end, it is a tale that we can learn much from, I believe, if we allow ourselves to. I highly recommend reading and learning from Horse by Geraldine Brooks. And before I go, real quickly, Don't forget, the Friends of the Person County Public Library's fall book sale will be October 13th through 15th. Mark your calendars. And if you have books to donate, you can drop them off at the library anytime. As always, thank you for listening and happy reading.